When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
The darker it gets, the easier it is to find the light in the room.
Come on, that's a good one.
When you're in pain, you'll do anything. Theragun is actually for pain. It was innovated and manifested through pain. Everyone experiences pain at some point. Raise your hand if you have a thing. My thing's my neck. My thing's my low back. My thing's my feet. They kill me. That's where pain manifests itself. And to be able to have something that you can control, that you know where it is, you know how to use it, and you know the expected outcome, that thought process is behavior change. And pain drives a lot of our behavior change.
Sharp French, what up? This one luck, I let the pain inspire me. I put my all in everything I'm doing. Up until it's done, I mean for the entirety. I put in overtime, I be working. Just know I'ma go for mine, cause I earned it. They watching, I know it's time, I confirmed it. The whole society determined.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Sean French, and today I have an amazing guest for you. Before I introduce him, please go follow Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts to get all the amazing interviews of the Determined Society. So today I have with me an amazing, amazing doctor. He had an accident in his life and created a product that you already know about. Most of you probably have one, but I have with me the founder and the chief wellness officer of Therabody, Dr. Jason Wersland. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's good to meet you. Really excited to learn more about you and for you to share with the audience about the origin story of, it used to be Theragun, but rebranded to Therabody. The origin story of how it was created and how you went through that process basically out of necessity, right? So without further ado, man, just can you give the audience a little bit of information on how Therabody was created?
Well, the origin story, I'm a chiropractor in Los Angeles. And, in 2007, I was in a motorcycle accident. I was splitting traffic like you do in California, and a car came out of nowhere. There was a delivery truck in front of me. It was the perfect setting. And I ended up T-boning this side of this Volkswagen Jetta. And up to that point, I had never really been injured, Sean. I played sports, all types of sports. I never had had that issue where I was out for a long extended period of time. So I'd never gone through that, what happens in your mind when you're injured. So I was suddenly a patient, and I'd never been that before. I ended up having a 9mm disc bulge in my neck on the right side between C5, C6, and it radiated down my arm. I was in a ton of pain. And I went to my practice to try and figure out what I could do to treat myself. And I realized I couldn't. And that really started this idea of like, wait a second, I'm in pain and I got to wait for someone to treat me. I don't like this, because I knew as a chiropractor that those hours, minutes, whatever, that I'm in pain, inflammatory process response, like all of those things. And I just wanted to keep myself. So that was the thinking. So one day I'm sitting in my office waiting to be treated. And I'm sitting next to a table that vibrates, and I rested my arm on the table. And I thought, I wonder what this would do if I had the, knowing what vibration does to tissue, I just was thinking to myself, I wonder if that would release the tension in my body, because we do that for traction. So I clicked it on and put my arm on there. And it was like, for 30 seconds, it was heaven. I was like, oh my God, it felt so good. But then my body accommodated. So like your watch on your wrist, your body accommodates to that stimulus because it's not strong enough or threatening enough, to be honest.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I was like, wow, that was fascinating. That triggered this cascade of events where I was like, wait a second. If that did that, what if I had something that I could actually have with me? So I had, there was this product that chiropractors use a lot called the Vibrocussor, and it vibrates, has a dial on the bottom. And I would just hold that thing underneath my arm, but my body would accommodate. So I was going through this like relief and then frustration and then relief. And I'm thinking, I've got to have something that actually makes that go away. What if I had something that didn't vibrate? Because vibration contacts the skin, which makes it easier to accommodate. So I'm thinking, well, what if I had something that didn't touch the skin the whole time? And as I was doing this, I'm like, oh shit, I'll make that. So I just went to my garage and I grabbed some tools and I started messing around, seeing if I could actually recreate this idea that I was thinking. So I made the first Theragun in January of 2007. I literally took a Makita jigsaw, bent the blade, and wrapped a dish towel around the blade. And then I wrapped electrical tape really tight around the dish towel. And I just turned it on and put it on my body. And when I say it worked, it took the pain away for an extended period of time. So for me, it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I'm realizing that the pain is staying away where I had expected it to come back within 30 seconds or so with the previous products that I was using. So that's kind of how it started. And then I developed it from that to I had a patient come in. I'd gotten better. I had a patient come into my practice who'd been in a similar injury, in a similar situation, had horrible insurance, didn't have the money. And I'd never thought to use this on anyone else. Like it did what it did for me, and I kind of put it away. I would use it after the gym sometimes. But then he came in and I realized, man, there's no way I'm going to get this guy better. And he's in so much pain. I recognized that. Like I could sympathize with that. So I thought, man, I'm going to bring that. So I had him come back the next day. I brought this back, showed him what it was. His wife thought I was nuts. And I said, listen,
the Makita drill with the bent blade.
Yeah. Yeah. I carried it in. I actually walked in my office with it was in a Ralph's paper grocery bag. So the minute I turned it on and put it on him, it was like it spoke the language. He just immediately was like, oh wow, this is amazing. So we went through this experience where he was learning and I was teaching. And when you're working with patients like that, you become really close. And so we've been tight. He was about my age. I went to see family and I came back and I went in my office and he was sitting in my office and he had this thing in his hand. And he's like, Doc, this thing saved our lives. You got to figure it out. Cause I had kept telling him, like, I don't know what it's doing, but it's amazing. Try this, do this. So that's kind of what started. That was when the universe punched me in the face. I should say punched me in the chest and just said, hey, you got to do this. And that, I still remember where I was when it happened and everything, but it was like, I realized I have to figure this out. Like this did something and I can't deny what it did to me, seeing what it did to him. So that started this 5-year sort of trek to figure out what is it doing? What's the frequency? What's the amplitude? How about the balance? What is it doing to the nervous system? What does it help with? How do you access the parasympathetic? So this has been an 18-year school for me from that moment on to be able to learn and understand what this is doing. And I'm still learning what it does, seeing that it can actually help you sleep if you use it right. So that's kind of what I take this as, like a personal quest that I've got to figure out how to get this in to as many hands as possible through whatever ways I can. I mean, I've worked with patients that have had neuropathies in the bottom of their feet. I've had patients that have had things in their bodies where they're like, I had this forever and I put this on there and it's gone now. So like I'm learning as I go. The performance aspect where Theragun took a turn was in 2014 when I got into athletes' hands and they started using it for performance, where I was using it in a clinic to relieve pain, increase range of motion, help with blood flow, like to help my therapies, gets into athletes' hands and it just took off. I mean, it was like a rocket ship that couldn't stop because the guys saw how easy it was to use for performance, to actually run faster, jump higher, and then for recovery in ways that they hadn't been using them. So I came along when recovery was like foam rolling was barely a thing. So now you see how the world has progressed to where it's, they're actually putting aside budget and time and space for recovery where, you know, 2014, 15, what are you talking about? I don't have time for that.
Yeah, what's recovery? Why do you, it's fine. You don't need to recover. Right? It's funny because, you know, you mentioned foam rolling, and I'm a former athlete. I played baseball at LSU, and foam rolling is always the worst part of the day. Like it hurts so bad.
It shouldn't have to hurt that bad.
And that's the thing. It's like, how can you expect somebody, you know, because I've taken a look at your protocol for like morning, you know, afternoon, you know, evening time, and then prior to bedtime, right? And all of it makes sense. And I want to get into that because it serves a function other than just if you're injured or performance. It could just really be used to help you with your everyday life to stay in balance, right? To sleep good, to feel good. And then yes, recovery, but that recovery shouldn't, like to your point, it should not hurt like that. It should be something that's sustainable, because who is going to sit there and like, yep, time to foam roll. I'm going to go do it every single day. And there are some crazy ass people, man, that sit there and like, man, I love the foam roll. I'm like, then you must have zero nerve endings in your legs or anything, because that stuff is not fun. Yeah, it sucks, man. But no, I love it because, you know, going back to your protocols, like educate the audience on how they could use it in an everyday environment if they're not an athlete or if they're not injured, because I think that's important too.
So you're about to make a trade based on a friend's text. But which you do you listen to? Is it, oh, we could buy a house in Tulum? Get optioning those options. We could lose everything. Or let's do a little research. Get your head in the trade and make the investment decision that's right for you. Learn more at finra.org/tradesmart.
Yeah, you know, there's a book out called The Body Keeps the Score, and this isn't new science. People don't, you know, I'm not the first one saying this, but we store our trauma in our body. And whether it's micro traumas from the gym, which is controlled, or it's a trauma that you dropped something and you reached and had to grab it, or it's emotional trauma. We all have that. And, you know, when you get in the high performance space with some of these athletes, you know, they're not robots. They've been through their trauma. They carry it. But ironically, we're not really taught how to release it. There's talk therapy. So the idea that our body holds it, it's going to go somewhere. And a lot of times it goes into our head where we're saying things to ourselves. We're so mean to ourselves. Like we're really hard on ourselves. And that really comes from a sympathetic perspective. It comes from this fight or flight space where the voices in our head can really start talking to us. So what Therabody does, what Theragun does, and I actually gave a talk about this at Oxford University with a guy named Stephen Porges, who created the polyvagal theory, which is how the body stores and releases trauma. So there's that, we've proven this. But what happens is when you use Theragun on your body for about 2 minutes or more, let's say you get to a 2 or 3 minute threshold, you start activating your parasympathetic nervous system. Heart rate slows down, blood flow slows down, the body starts to get into this state. That's a parasympathetic state. That's rest and digest. So to have Theragun in your life to calm you down, it literally is a nervous system regulator. So people are like, what is this, massage gun? No, it's a nervous system regulator. I can use it in ways to get you ready for the gym. I could use it in ways to get you ready to run a 40-yard dash. I can use it in ways to get you ready to jump out of the gym. But I can also help put you to sleep. So if I can activate the nervous system, now this is really about emotional regulation. This is about nervous system regulation. So, you know, you want a cup of coffee to get going and to stay focused. There's certain ways we have a prepare protocol, a perform protocol, and a recover protocol. So to go through the protocols quickly, because I think that's what you asked, prepares 30 seconds per muscle. So you go, if we're doing biceps, you're going to go cross fiber for 10 seconds, pretty good pressure at the highest speed. So the frequency is 2400. You're going at the origin of the muscle for 10 seconds. So that's the Golgi tendon. You're activating the Golgi tendon. Then you go to the insertion of the muscle, cross fiber, 10 seconds. And then you're going to go with the muscle fiber for 10 seconds. So it's just 30 seconds. You're not jamming it in. You're not trying to stop the muscle, the gun. You're just running at the highest frequency. You're activating your nervous system. These things we have here, they're already red. They're full of blood. They don't need more blood flow, right? It's the nervous system that needs to allow you to move, to approximate, to get closer to things and further away from things. Extend your arm, stretch your arm. So it's 10, 10, 10. That's prepare. 10 seconds each muscle. You're doing your quads. You're doing your forearms, your traps. Just find the area and hit it. It's not long. The perform is 15 seconds in the muscle belly. You're doing shoulder presses. You want to hit the muscle belly of the shoulder on both sides, hit the traps on both sides for about 15 seconds. It's the perfect rest time. You're taking a rest, take the gun, hit those areas, unless you're doing like a HIIT workout or something that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And then recover is 2 minutes or more anywhere on the body with breath work. So you can see how you're down regulating the nervous system. So using it on your quadriceps, just kind of catching your breath, slowing your heart rate, closing your eyes, nostril breathing, like allowing your body to get into that state of recovery. And the trick, Sean, this is the trick that I want people to know. The sooner you can do that after a workout, the better off you are. People will go to the gym, get in their car, grab a smoothie, drive home, and it's an hour goes by before they even get a Theragun on them or before they even get in a hot shower. So that what I'm trying to preach to people is this: all this stuff is amazing. We all know how important recovery is, but it's so important that the sooner you do it after you work out, and that goes for sitting for 6 hours at a desk as well, you know, getting up from a desk and taking that and going, allowing the Theragun to release the tension that you're holding in your body. Cause you asked the question also, like, how does this apply to every day in their life? You don't have to work out to use this. My mom's got a Theragun. She uses it all the time. And she's 74 years old and she uses it to ride her bike. She uses it to wake up in the morning. She puts it on the bottom of her feet to help her sleep at night. And I'm just talking about Theragun. I'm not even talking about all of our other products, you know, like the jet boots and the goggles.
Yeah, the goggles, like everything. And then you have the face mask, the infrared, all that stuff, right? It's like, that's when I'm looking at all this and I'm listening and, you know, in my research and everything like that, it's a wellness product. It's a physical, mental, and emotional wellness product. And I think that's what makes this so great, because it can literally impact how you're feeling emotionally, how you're recovering, how you're sleeping. And we know sleep is a massive part, right? I mean, that right there, I mean, I know a lot of people that have a hard time falling asleep. My wife has a hard time falling asleep. She has an even harder time staying asleep. And I'm over there out, right? I'm gone. So for someone that has that sleep issue, right? It's something with the jaw, right? You do something with the jaw, with the Theragun, right?
Let's back up a second. I think the importance that people need to understand, because you said something, I wrote it down. I want to make a note of this. Wellness is a daily practice, like brushing your teeth. I tell people all the time, you don't ever brush your teeth one last time unless it's really that last time.
Yeah.
You don't ever like make your bed for one last time. Like these are things that you're doing on a daily basis. And that's the same with wellness. So the people that have sleep issues, the first thing I'm going to find out is, what's your sleep routine? Let's back into that. What time do you go to bed? It's different every night. Okay, well, let's start there. Your body wants a rhythm. The reason I would bet to say that the reason you conk out is you have a time, 10, 30, 11, 12, whatever that time is. And if it gets past that time, you're like, I can't stay up till anymore. So you've got yourself into a routine where you're going to knock out. I also believe that women carry so much more than men in their mind. They have the ability to navigate so many more things. So for them to downregulate, it takes them physical movement. Like, they've got to seriously sit down, take a moment, close their eyes, and allow that gate to open for them to get into that space. Guys, I've seen just kind of like, you know, I'm done. They just hit the pillow. But women have a challenge, like whether it's the breath work or whatever that is. I'm not trying to say that's an easy fix, but for me, when I'm working with people, I back into that. Well, what time do you go to sleep? Okay, cool. What time do you wake up? All right, cool. Let's try and get those numbers closer together. Let's try and get around 11 and around 6:30 or 7. Let's start there. Then that starts to think, okay, I got to start getting ready. Oh, okay. Well, now it's I don't know if you have kids, but anyone that has kids that's listening to this. Yeah. You know what? Like if you don't have a sleep routine, it's mayhem.
You're toast.
Yeah. And we're the same as adults. We just don't have our mom telling us, hey, here's your warm milk and a cookie before you go to bed. So for me, wellness starts with sleep. You're so right. But I think the wellness idea of it being a daily practice and then you paying attention to your sleep routine. I have one. I could tell it to you. Like it's the same thing every night, even when I'm traveling. I have a process that I kind of take my body through to get my nervous system to a place that it recognizes, oh, I can let that stuff go. I can hang that on my tree and I'll pick it up tomorrow when I'm ready to go, you know, fight the battles. So I've had a lot of success doing that. Our products that we've created are based on that, on a sleep routine. The smart goggles were meant to be a 15-minute routine that you can take off and set down and go to sleep. And everyone's like, yeah, but I fall asleep in them. Amazing. Let's give you a sleep mask. So now we have a sleep mask. You can just switch to the mask, full blackout. But sleep's important. In fact, Sean, it's so important. It's the very first study we ever did with Therabody. The first study was, I kept seeing the longer that I used this on athletes before they performed, whatever it was, I would get words like, dude, I can't feel groggy. Man, I could go to sleep right now. That's not what they want to feel like before they're going to go run a 100-yard dash. So I started recognizing that and I was like, wait a second, what is this? So we sort of narrowed it down and we actually did a sleep study. We should send that to you guys. I'll have you send that.
I would love that. Absolutely.
It's so important. That's the first study we did and we talk about it all the time. It's fundamental and foundational to what we do. If you have a Theragun, use it 2 minutes before you go to bed. Just start there. And then you'll start recognizing how to implement it in your life. Man, I sound like a salesman, don't I?
No, hey, man, it's great. No, it's really cool because, you know, there's a lot of technology out there and people will tell you a lot of different things to prepare your body for sleep. But, you know, there's a science to this. And, you know, I kind of, you know, did some reading obviously before here and before we hopped on the recording. And it was amazing to me because I will have to admit over the years, I saw it as a recovery tool and I saw it as a performance tool. Right. But I never stopped to think about like, man, what if this could release some of the tension in my neck and in my rhomboids? What am I holding on to that this technology can help relieve to help me feel better? Right. And again, if you just take something as simple as 2 minutes before bed or in between sets at the gym, you can really optimize everything you're doing by activating the parasympathetic, sympathetic. I can't speak right now. Good Lord. Good God, man.
I have to say that word 100 times a day. So
I was like, everybody knows what I'm trying to say, you know, but no, it's like, there's so many different applications. And I think that's what makes it so amazing. Right. And truly, I mean, if you look at it outside of Theragun, all the other products, it's a focus. This company is focused on helping people feel better.
Yeah. That's, I mean, when we make products, we start with frequencies. Mm-hmm. So Theragun has a frequency. The foundational frequency is 40 Hertz. So if anyone that's listening or paying attention to what that is, you'll know what 40 Hertz is. It's a really important frequency to the nervous system. And then the amplitude is the distance it travels to go off and on the body. So you're speaking the language of the nervous system. If it's on the body the whole time, the body can't understand that language. Everything we've created is based off that. So the goggles, the smart goggles, for example, they have pressure points and vibration nodes in certain areas around your face to access your vagus nerve. So if you can downregulate your nervous system, we also put a PPG reader on it, which is a pulse reader. So we are actually taking your pulse while you're wearing the goggles and it's feeding you a stimulus that downregulates your nervous system. So if you turn the lights down just a little bit and I started talking a little bit slower, your nervous system would sort of step into that. You'd kind of start doing the same thing. That's what we're trying to do with the goggles. If you close your eyes, people may know this, may not. If you close your eyes, your body, your heart rate will slow down about 10 points. So if you're at 70, you close your eyes, let it calm down, your heart rate will slow down. It's just down regulating. So So the node, the things we created for Therabody or for the masks, it's based off of what's happening to the nervous system. But if you looked at the goggles, you would never know that's what's going on. Same thing with the light mask you talked about, the Theraface mask. That's not just a light mask. That's actually great for headaches because we put these vibrating nodes that massage the muscles around your eye. The top muscle on our head that comes over the top attaches right at the base right here. So when you get headaches, a lot of times you don't know you're squinting and you're pulling that muscle, but it manifests back here. So if we can actually treat the muscles of the face while you're having light therapy, now it's multimodal. That's a hard word, but it's multimodal. I'm doing many modalities at the same time. So I have light going on. I have vibration along here. We've actually put the straps on the head so that they go with the sutures of the head, because anyone that works on that understands when you massage the sutures of a head, no matter how old you are, you're actually calming down the body. It releases these chemicals in the body that actually helps you calm down. So these things we have, so we have athletes that actually wear this, not just for the light, but for the light therapy that it does for the eyes and for concussion protocols to decrease the inflammation in the head just by this mild vibration. So you wouldn't know that by looking at our products, but there's a lot of thought that goes into this. We're speaking to your nervous system and we don't take that lightly.
That's so funny because like I am listening to all this stuff and it's like, to your point, like I didn't know all this stuff, right? And I'm thinking of many things that like my wife always gets headaches, right?
Yeah,
doesn't sleep well, right? All these different things, man, it's just like, there's a market out there with you guys that can help with this stuff. And for the audience listening, like, I want you,
you know, something you said about your wife. I want to call something out.
Sure.
As mothers, especially, they have the ability to get through some of the most challenging things in life. And there haven't typically been solutions for them. When I say them, I mean mothers, women in general. I don't know if you know this, but the studies that we've all heard about when, you know, 9 out of 10 people, blah, 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 that's men. They've never been able to include women in studies because they're so different. You can get 13 different 30-year-olds in different cycles and different life experiences, but the men are the same. So it's easier to run a study on men. So for women, I think what's interesting is there definitely are solutions for women, but I don't think they're marketed to women that way. So the goggles, if I had women, if they've ever had mastitis, if any woman's ever had mastitis, it is the worst. And they tell you to do these really weird things, to massage, get hot water. Well, you know what? If you took a Theragun with a super soft and you put it on there for 15 seconds, your milk's letting down. But that's not marketed to them. So if I had your wife, I'd be like, let's get you into a good sleep routine. Let's downregulate your nervous system. Get the goggles on. So right before you go to sleep, you're shutting that lights out. You're not doing this. You're not doing like social media, whatever, like screen time. You're actually eyes closed for 15 minutes and you're getting a face massage. Trust me, she'll fall asleep. Now the staying asleep, that's where the wellness routine comes in. You've got to be able to find, and this just sounds so simple, but it's actually, I don't want to patronize anyone, but we need pit stops in our life. We need a 30-second pit stop. Like, oh, I need to just take a break for a second and get myself regulated. If you take some of those throughout the day, it's easier to stay asleep at night because your body's used to being like, oh.
You know, that's interesting because I don't like, there's times where I will take those pit stops, right? Like I'll be able to identify, Sean, you're running too hot right now. Like this has been an intense 2 hours. You need to take some time to downshift and maybe just be. And if it, the one thing for me though, and I want the audience to really key in on this, because there's a lot of people that feel bad when they take those moments, right? Because they feel like they should be working harder. They should be grinding it out. Like I believe in hard work, but I also believe in being strategic and understanding where you're at any given moment. Right. And I've matured into that. So I wanted to make it very clear, those moments that you are feeling like you need to take a beat, you have to, because it's your body telling you something.
Yeah. And again, going back to the voices in our head, that's really what it comes down to. We, especially grinders, warriors that are out, you know, slaying dragons every day. That's you've convinced yourself that that's what it's taken for you to get to where you are, which is 100% true, because we need that side of us. But to your point, we have to have that harmony. We've got to be able to find a way to really downregulate. You don't get stronger in the gym. You get stronger when you recover. Your saw doesn't get stronger when it's cutting. It gets stronger or sharper when you sharpen it. So I think it's just that concept and just getting to the point where you're like, I got to stop. I got to slow down. And that's our quest in life, right? For all of us individually. I think that's the purpose we're here. Ultimately, yeah,
it's not easy, right? It's not easy at all. I mean, I find for me, like on the days that I don't record, those are my days. You know, I'll have those times where I can literally for a 2-hour block, just be, you know, just be like, and I don't count the gym because that's at 4:30 a.m. I'm barely even awake when I'm there, right? But when I have these times where I'm not recording or doing something with the show, I'm like, okay, this is a good opportunity for me to do something that I don't ever normally do. I'm going to lay down right here and I'm just going to let my dogs on my lap and I'm just going to chill. And that pours into me. And then after 20 minutes, I feel much, much better and I can get more work done. And I don't feel bad about it anymore.
That's important. What kind of dogs do you have?
So I have a Shih Tzu and a little mini Labradoodle. My wife will get mad when she hears this episode because I really want another pit bull. I used to have a pit bull. I love pit bulls. You know, all my dogs are cool, man. They're chill. Milo and Stitch.
Well, I love that. Great names.
Yeah. Do you have dogs?
No, I love dogs. Mm. I have had dogs. My lifestyle is just too crazy. I don't want to do that to a dog.
Yeah.
Leave it home all the time or with sitters, you know, doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my justification.
Yeah, man. Busy guy, man. Busy guy. You can't be leaving dogs at home. You know? You know, the one thing too, I think is important to touch on, there's a lot of competitors, right? There's a lot of competitors out there that have tried to replicate Therabody or the Theragun. There's some massive distinctions though in design and in how the Theragun performs with balance, et cetera, over those other products. What? Touch on that, because there's a lot of people that are like, well, I got one, it's this one.
Yeah.
And it could look like a drill or a hammer, you know, or whatever. And that's not a Theragun, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. No, the design in the early days was designed to be an extension of my hand.
Mm.
So as a chiropractor, these are my eyes. And some of the people may understand, we talked about accommodation. Your body can sense the smallest things. It knows the difference between heat and cold, a feather and a pin. You think about that information that travels through our hands. I was fascinated by that when I started creating Theragun. And I thought, if I'm going to hold this, I want to grab onto something and have it feel like, wow, okay, this is really meant for something. So everything along the way we did, from the textures to the weight, to the balance that you talked about, even to how it sounds now, is I want someone to pick that up and be like, damn, okay, this is really going to do something. And if you think about holding on to a hammer or a tennis racket, you're getting your leverage and strength through your grip. But if you're gripping something, holding on to it to keep from the hammer that imbalance, and you're resting that on your body, you're not only adding more pressure than you should, because we know that it's about a pound of pressure per inch, but you're actually having to hold that up. So now this whole arm that you're using to run those hairdryer sort of type Theraguns, you can't do it as long as you want to. It's hard to do that because of the leverage. So the triangle design we created allows you to rest it in your hand, and it's balanced. So when you just put your hand inside the triangle and float that over your body, the amplitude and frequency and the impact is scientifically validated, based off of the fact that it's a balanced Theragun. But if you change those numbers, if you get a higher frequency and a lower amplitude, your body accommodates to that information sooner because it's touching your skin faster and a shorter time. So the brain can't tell the difference. if it's resting on there or if it's not, if it's doing this. So there's a lot of things like that that people don't know. I could dissect, but they feel it. They put it on and they're like, oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, I see the difference. It happens a lot with me, and I'm with athletes and they'll have a competitor or a different Theragun. They'll be like, hey, try this. I mean, I've had guys be like, what? I didn't know it was that big of a difference. So there are a lot of copycats. People look at it. They think they can make one like us. We have a patent on the triangle. So if there's any triangle out in the world, it's ours, unless they've copied us.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And that's important. That's an important piece that, you know, that comes from our team being able to protect ourselves with IP. So we just hold ourselves to a higher standard, and you can tell, you know, I talked to a guy just yesterday. He said, I think I've ordered 150 Theraguns or massage guns off of Alibaba for my gym in Australia. I'm like, why do you keep ordering those? He goes, well, we finally stopped. We just ordered Theraguns.
So, you know, it's funny because I've used a Theragun many times, and I've also used someone like if I'm just laying around, I'm at a friend's house and they have, you know, I mean, I guess I could be a jerk and call it a knockoff, but that's just really what it is, right? It's a variation of the Theragun, a competitor. Night and day. Night and freaking day, man. It's amazing. When I use other massage guns, I don't feel the relief. I don't feel like anything was really done. But to your point, man, like with the Theragun, it is a different experience, right? It does a massively different situation to your body and to your mind than these other products. So it's pretty cool that you guys spend so much time on that aspect of it. Cause a lot of people just, all right, let's get this out. Let's make this design. This is all it's doing, right? It's just percussive therapy is just hitting you like this, but there's a science to it. Right. And so it's actually kind of comical how different it is.
Yeah. When we developed them, the number of times we've sat in a room and guys have held on to it, I'm asking you to pick this up and use it for 2 or 3 minutes twice a day. And I know that compliance, because I'm a chiropractor, compliance is where you lose people. They go home. Mm-hmm. I don't have time, whatever. I don't want there to be any excuse. In fact, I want you to want to pick it up. So when it's sitting there, I want you to want to grab it. And to do that, it has to feel right. It's got to look right. Has to have a richness to it. It's just that feel in your hand, like the textures, like those are all things we pay attention to. And people have copied us even on that, if you start looking at it. So yeah, there are copycats.
I mean, like, listen, the feel in the hand, that's actually a thing, right? Like there's certain pens I won't use because how it feels in my fingers.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is an actual thing.
Yeah.
It's a pen. It's a freaking pen, man. It's not something that I'm using on my body. So, you know, like that's a very valid statement. It is very important. You know, and again, like what you're talking about too, Jason, is what I love. Talk about sustainability, right? Anything that we do in life, whether it's business, fitness, wellness, anything, right? Sport related, doesn't matter. Certain strategies have to be sustainable or you can't keep doing them and they won't be any value to you. And the thing that all the protocols show, it's like, hey, it's 10 seconds here. It's 10 seconds there. And you know, if you use it, you know, 2 to 3 minutes at a time, you're going to have some benefit. I think everybody has those moments to where if they're sitting down watching TV or if they're just waking up in the morning, they can fire the massage gun up and help them make themselves feel better. And it's something they can do every day and not make it feel like it's a chore, like foam rolling.
Yeah.
What's next, man? You guys have any cool projects that you guys are working on? I mean, obviously if you can't talk about it, no big deal, but like you guys, thinking of anything else that you want to talk about and educate people on?
No, I think the pay attention to the lights, light therapy is really important. I think pay attention to how you use heat in your life. Heat is also a very important therapy, especially as you get older. You know, we're trying to deal with some of these extraneous things beyond our control, in the government with taxes and shipping and things like that. But I think the message would be from Therabody is take care of your body, but also take care of your mind. The mind body connection is super important. All of the products we've created are to help manifest and facilitate that. So mindfulness, meditation, breath work, you've got to connect what you're doing, what you're feeling and thinking in your mind with what's happening in your body. And that's what all of our products are trying to do, is allow you to do that. It also helps you perform better. It also helps you recover faster. But if you're just trying to get out of your head and into your body, that's really why we've created our product. So I could share some really cool things that we're working on that aren't finalized yet. You know, we've got a really cool product roadmap. We always have. I'm working on something amazing, I think, for the neck that would be revolutionary. But yeah, so we're always innovating. We have a great team. We're always looking into new things, but we're not making gimmicks. It has to be scientifically validated. We have to have protocols. I want you to have it in your house and know exactly how to use it, not just be a pop culture hip thing and then it's gone. I want it to be something you use forever.
Like the treadmill that's used as a laundry rack.
Right. See? Yeah. Those health riders that everyone had in the 90s.
Yeah. The little elliptical things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That turned into patio furniture.
Yeah. I want people like your wife to like that's what they think of instead of Advil or something. I want them to be like, hey, where's the Theragun? I got to release this tension in my shoulders so I can sleep tonight.
No, I mean, I think it's a valid point, right? Like, so, I mean, because I was looking earlier and I sent her something. I'm like, hey, check this thing out. And she goes, what does that do? And it was the mask, right? It was with the, you know, the light. And then when you explained with the points here, vibration, massages works. Like, yeah, the vibrations. I was like, I don't know fully yet, but I think that's something that you could use. Really do. And she goes, wow. She goes, what would it help me with? I go, I don't know yet. It's just a feeling. And sure enough, man, sure enough. And again, like that's the thing, like, these products, you know, they're scientific and they're there to help you to feel better, connect with your mind, connect with your body. Because the majority of the population, you know, aren't these high level athletes, right? They're not. They're everyday people that are stressed. And it, I mean, for me, like I'll tell you, when I go to bed at night, my neck, like, and I go to bed with my neck stiff and I wake up the same way. It's like, it's like right in here and it goes down into the rhomboids and it's just constant.
Yeah.
It's constant, you know? So, a lot of people on this planet are dealing with that every day. And those types of pains are annoying. It could be debilitating at times.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
I tell people this, pain is the main reason I created Theragun, is to relieve pain. It wouldn't be what it is today if I wasn't experiencing daily pain, because it got so bad to your point that I was like, there has to be something to fix this and I'm not going to be able to sleep without it. So the blessing and the curse was that I had pain, but you're touching on such an important part that everyone experiences pain at some point. I say this a lot to, you know, in groups and stuff. Raise your hand if you have a thing. My thing's my neck. My thing's my low back. My thing's my feet. They kill me. We all have a thing. That's where pain manifests itself. And to be able to have something that you can control, that you know where it is, you know how to use it, and you know the expected outcome, that thought process is behavior change. So we're just trying to change behavior, and pain drives a lot of our behavior change. Where you sit, how you move, like, and to be able to understand that, I love your pulling this out of me. Theragun is actually for pain. Athletes use it to get rid of lactic acid burn. I don't know if you've ever had, if anyone's listening to this, you get the lactic acid burn in your forearms or your biceps or something. Mm-hmm. Put Theragun on it. It'll go away in seconds. So it is, it was innovated and manifested through pain. And it's still one of the main things. I've had people come to me and tell me stories, man, I had this thing and I did this and it went away. Thank you so much. It's the best thing ever. When you're in pain, you'll do anything.
For sure. And here's the thing, man. This is what I want the audience really key in on. And I want to edify you in this, right? Every single day, somebody's going through something that really, really sucks. It hurts emotionally. It can hurt physically. And a lot of times we find ourselves in this, why me? What is the good part about this? How could this be here to serve me? Without that day, without that accident, there is not this product and this global wellness company Help Healing the World. I mean, I'm sorry. That was, like you said, it was created to help pain. Like, you took your story, you took your pain, you took your accident, and you gave to the world. It served you.
Yeah. Had a lot of help.
And that's, man. And that's what I want the audience to really key in on, right? Because there's somebody listening right now, and a lot of times we can get into that mode, or me, like, oh, this really sucks. Like, you know, this is why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. If you would have taken that route, you wouldn't be where you're at today. Like, how can I impact the change in my body? How can I do this? And it all starts with this amazing thing called curiosity. That moment where you're sitting there and you're putting your arm on that thing while you're waiting to get treatment. And they're like, wow, wait a second. What is this? And it felt better, right? And so from that point on, you built this out with a Makita drill and a bent blade and a towel taped around. You started with what you had and you built from there. And like, I commend you for it, man. Like that right there is taking your pain and turning it into somebody else's roadmap for recovery.
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
I believe that when the darker it gets, the easier it is to find the light in the room. So sometimes it gets dark.
That's a good one.
But the darker it is, the easier it is to find that little crack of light that comes through somewhere, and then you just beeline to there. It makes it sound simple.
That's really good.
You know,
that's good, man. That's how it is. I've never heard that one. I like that. It makes sense, right? It makes a lot of sense. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on today, man. It's been so nice to meet you and talk to you and learn about you personally and how, you know, Therabody got started and just kind of the trajectory you guys are all, you're going on too. You guys clearly have your customers in mind, the public in mind when you're building out your products. You're not building gimmicks. You're building things that can actually help people. So, you know, from a consumer, thank you. And to the audience, go check out Therabody. Go check out my guy. Go check out his products. And, you know, this episode's not about selling products. This is about providing you with the information that you need to go make an educated decision for your wellness. And I think this is an obvious choice. So, thank you all so much. Until next time, stay determined.
Sharp French, what up? This one, luck, I let the pain inspire me. I put my all in everything I'm doing. Up until it's done, I'm me for the entirety. I put it in overtime. I be working, just know I'ma go for mine. Cause I earned it. They watching, I know it's time. I confirmed it. A whole society determines the soul.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.